Today's episode, Major League Baseball in Lone Pine. I want to thank Inyo County Film Commissioner and film historian Chris Langley for the research and much of the content for today's episode. Leo DeRocher was a popular baseball player, coach, and manager for the Brooklyn and later Los Angeles Dodgers, as well as for other Major League Baseball teams in the 1930s into the 60s. The Lip, as Leo was often known, was a fierce competitor. He knew how to win ball games, but he also excelled at stirring up trouble. His 95 career ejections from a game still ranks fourth among all baseball managers. DeRocher married Hollywood actress Lorraine Day in 1947, just before she was started filming the movie Tycoon with co-star John Wayne. Much of the movie was to be filmed in the Alabama Hills near Lone Pine. According to a biography on John Wayne written by Maurice Zolotow, Wayne said that DeRocher was the most openly jealous husband he had ever met. The Lip hovered on the set each day, making rude comments or glaring at Wayne whenever he and Day were filming romantic scenes. Ultimately, John Wayne got so fed up he ordered the set closed, the only time in his career he ever did so. Also in 1947, DeRocher had been suspended for one season from Major League Baseball because he admitted to having hung out with a known gambler, Kirby Higbee. With not much to do while on suspension, DeRocher came to Lone Pine with his movie actress wife during his suspension while she filmed on location scenes for Tycoon. According to Bill Bauer, who was superintendent of Lone Pine School and baseball coach at the time, DeRocher became bored and started to miss the game while hanging out in Lone Pine. He looked Bauer up and volunteered to assist Bauer coaching the Lone Pine team as long as it was kept on the QT, because DeRocher was not permitted to have any association with baseball during his suspension. A deal was struck, and baseball coach Bill Bauer and the Lone Pine Eagles had some very professional assistance that year. It's lost to history whether DeRocher's presence that year had any effect on the Lone Pine Eagles' one-loss record. But the long-ago memory of a feisty major leaguer coaching Owens Valley kids in the shadow of Mount Whitney remains another little-known story told along El Camino Sierra.